The April 2014 elections will usher in the first government since the U.S. overthrow of the Taliban without Afghan leader Hamid Karzai at the top. Karzai has transformed from a reliable U.S. ally into an unpredictable leader who frustrates both his foreign partners and domestic allies. But despite his political maneuvering, Mr. Karzai has become the symbol of continuity in Afghanistan. And youth growing up in busy cities like Kabul have expectations of a better future. But fierce power rivalries and lawlessness in the country mean it's unlikely next year's election will be free and fair, says analyst Kate Clark.
Well, your ideal is that you have someone that basically has a popular consensus. And I think that's difficult. But the fraud is so much that you're not going to get everyone happy. And it's a question of how messy it's going to be.
Also in question is what is going to happen to U.S. forces in Afghanistan. By early December, Mr. Karzai had refused to sign a bilateral security pact that would keep a contingent behind to train, assist, and equip Afghan forces. Mr. Karzai snubbed the nation's tribal leaders who approved the security deal, saying the agreement should be signed after the elections and peace and stability are established in the country. But a peace deal with Taliban militants, who also rejected the security pact, does not seem any closer. Former Taliban and now Afghan High Peace Council member Abdul Hakim Mujahid says without a deal with the militants, the country risks sliding backwards.
If we couldn't reach to the political settlement and we went to the general election and a president came in power who is not in favor of political settlement, we will lose at least 5 years opportunity for peace, and we will wait for more 5 years, and the fighting and the crisis will be continued for more than 5 years in this country.
Afghan security forces are increasingly taking the lead across the country, and attrition and casualty rates are high. A July 2013 Pentagon report noted that in March, Afghan force casualties spiked to more than 300 a month at the start of the traditional Taliban fighting season. Former Minister Hamidullah Farooqi says the national forces will need substantial help beyond 2014.
We are behind a little bit in that case. That's why we do not know if the Afghan security forces is going to be able to defend this country without any support from international community. That's one thing. And also, economically, unfortunately, our national resources are not enough for our cost and for our expenditure and also for our security needs.
International patience is wearing thin with Mr. Karzai. If Washington does withdraw all forces and a related $8 billion in aid, analysts warn that Afghanistan is headed for some very hard times. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.